present and emerging of the Turrbal and Yagara people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Dom and Marilyn with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, one of Queensland's most popular precincts receives long-term vision for improvements. Released today, the Future South Bank Master Plan comes from more than 25,000 pieces of community feedback that ask for more trees and active transport. Susan Forrester of South Bank Corporation says the plan is a testament to collective community efforts. The scope, timing, and investment in South Bank will be the subject of ongoing consideration by the Queensland Government. In national news, South Australia is pushing for a social media ban on children under 14 years old. The proposed legislation will require those aged 14 to 15 to gain parental consent before creating a social media account. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas states this initiative aims to protect children's mental health, where studies have demonstrated that excessive social media use has negatively impacted them. Media and communications lecturer Dr. Catherine Page Jeffrey opposes the blanket ban, suggesting platforms ought to be held more accountable, and instead stating that social media can develop skills in resilience and risk management for children.
In international news, at least 300 people have died in Afghanistan following severe flash floods from unusual torrential rains. The northern Baghlan province incurred the most damage and fatalities of the country, with at least 1,000 homes destroyed. Authorities have declared a state of emergency and are assisting those in need with the aid of the United Nations. The area is still recovering from a series of earthquakes earlier in the year, as well as flash flooding in March. For your weather today, Brisbane is cool as everyone who subscribed during April Atonement. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6.4, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.